and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Scare Blast podcast. And now here's your host, Lisa Burton.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Scare Blast podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Burton, and today I am joined by actor, improviser, all-around sensitive guy, and ice cream eater, Mr. Peter Parsons.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Pete.
Hey.
Pete chose the movie Troll 2.
Yeah, which I don't know if it technically counts as a horror film because it's just pretty. It's a pretty hilarious movie.
I think horror film is like loosely what they set out to do here.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess in that sense, like the intention was a horror film, but they definitely made a pretty good comedy. To start off the '90s with a big old bang.
So. Yeah, guys, this is definitely just a preface. How this goes? This is not an actual scary movie. It is meant to be an actually scary movie. Mm-hmm. It is a shit show of a scary movie and fun to watch, like with your friends.
Yeah,
I'm sure if you are drinking or imbibing other chemicals.
So yeah, Troll 2 is definitely, it's widely considered, I've seen it as the Citizen Kane of bad movies. It's, you know, for those of you who've, you know, watched Mystery Science Theater 3000, this movie is, you know, pretty much rife for the picking for a Mystery Science Theater treatment, which I think those guys have done it since then. But it's, you know, a B-rated movie with all of the things you can expect from a B-level movie, limited budgets, and really just the perfect storm of things that could go wrong when you're making a movie going wrong.
It's so great in for that,
yeah,
for what it is.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So let me ask you, Pete, before we go too far down this path of that movie, do you like scary movies?
I don't. I'm not a fan of being scared.
Yeah.
I don't like to sign up to feel something that I don't want to feel.
Yeah.
So it's been rare that I actively seek out to watch scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of Paranormal Activity, which has been I've really enjoyed those. But those movies scare the shit out of me.
So wait, you like all the Paranormal Activity movies?
Yeah, I do like them. I think they're just so unique of like, and kind of with that Blair Witch format of like, it's you can't tell if it's real or not, or like if it's actually happened just because of the home video quality of it.
Do you like Blair? Oh, sorry to interrupt. Do you like Blair Witch?
Yeah, I did. I did because it was so scary.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like, you know, if it's like a slasher murder thing, like I won't really sign up for it, but I think with the movie blending like the lines of like, did this really happen, and having it look so real, I think that to me, like the realness of it is like, that's what's scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that seems like it could happen like in everyday life, or like the found footage is more
intriguing
to me. Like those Slenderman things on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like that stuff, that really got me.
Or like Reddit. Have you gone down the Reddit rabbit hole?
Some of them, yeah.
Woof. Yeah, some of those are really good.
So yeah, so I mean, I think this is why I like Troll 2 so much, and you know, Ernest Scared Stupid, which is still, you know, a little bitter about that.
We should also say, Pete immediately asked me if he could do Ernest Scared Stupid for this podcast. Unfortunately, Tyler Samples had already claimed the title, so can you give us a synopsis of this movie? Or
I mean, I can try, because the movie starts off in one, you know, in one place and ends in a completely different direction with a lot of many other little plot lines that don't really get resolved and things that come out of nowhere. So essentially, Troll 2 is about a family who leaves the big city to move into the small country town of Nilbog to just, you know, escape the busyness and hustle of the city life, only to find that the town is made up entirely of goblins or trolls.
Yeah.
Who try to get you to eat their food, because they can take human form. They try to get you to eat food so you will turn into plants, because trolls eat plants. And their favorite type of food is, you know, half man, half plant. You know, through that, told through the eyes of a small boy, Joshua, who he can see the ghost of his dead grandfather, he tries to protect and save his family from being turned into food by trolls.
The scenes are awkward, the actors are unknown, and also like B actors, D, E, Z actors. They're people you'll never ever know.
Yeah.
This is
why it's so awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's why it's so awesome. And like fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
It it watches like a community theater play.
Yeah.
Overacted mm-hmm. and underacted yeah. and not acted at times.
Mm-hmm.
Then the special effects are
budget.
Yeah. It, like sometimes they're really good.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's just Nickelodeon, you're being slimed at the end of a Double
yeah.
Dare game.
Yeah.
Like, the makeup of it is stage makeup. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just not film makeup.
No.
It's all really weird. It's all mm-hmm. very, really weird.
Yeah. And I think we're, like, kind of, like, you know, I think there's, like I mentioned, you know, it's a perfect storm of, like, of things that happening that could go wrong to when you're making a movie that
mm-hmm.
could go wrong. The production crew, the head producer was this guy, George D'Amato, who was known for making, you know, just the best softcore pornography in Italy. Just, you know, really a renowned pornography filmmaker.
Which everyone, too, in this, on the production crew,
mm-hmm.
Yep. directing and writing, everyone is Italian.
Everyone's Italian, and they don't speak English, or
yep.
the English that they can speak is very broken. And so
yep.
I think when you kind of look at the movie as a whole, like, the problem is, like, the communication of it, too, and you can see that that's probably why, because, you know, the, you know, director couldn't really communicate with his actors, which is a huge problem.
Yeah.
And I've read, too, that, you know, even with the dialogue being written the way it was, and it was, you know, poorly written, like, the syntax was off, and sometimes the actors would try to correct that just because they speak English, so they go, like, you know, this sounds awkward, let's rephrase it. And it was supposedly the director, was it Fiero?
The director is Claudio Fragasso.
Claudio Fragasso.
But why don't you call him Drake Floyd?
Drake Floyd,
yeah.
In America. He would get so upset. He's like, no, this is how it's written. This is, you say the lines the way it's
yeah.
supposed to be.
He and his wife wrote this movie. His wife, Rossella Drudi. And
uh-huh.
they did, that was something I read. So there is it should also be mentioned, there is a documentary.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
About this movie called The Best Worst Scary Movie, is that? Or
The Best Worst Movie, yeah.
Okay, great. Can you talk about that? Have you seen it?
Absolutely.
And can you talk about that?
Yes.
Because I don't know that.
Yeah, so that, it's you know, produced and directed by Michael Stevenson, who is the protagonist's child, Joshua. And it's a fantastic documentary. I saw that before I saw Troll 2.
Oh, interesting.
And so, I mean, of course, since that's the way I saw Troll 2, that's the only way I can recommend you seeing it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a fantastic look at, you know, cult movies and why people, like, you know, have cult followings for certain movies. And it's really interesting because you get the perspective of Joshua, you know, of Michael, you know, when he was a kid, you know,
yeah.
making this movie, being so excited to be in a movie because
totally.
You assume, like, you know, it's a movie, it's a big blockbuster thing, you know, it's professional, only to have it be a complete nightmare.
Yeah. It also makes it really appropriate then that he's the one that made the documentary about it, because
yeah.
it's like, as he grew up, I'm sure as he grew up, people were like, no, that,
yeah.
like, he'd be like, I'm sure that growing up, he would be like, I was in a movie,
yeah.
a full-length movie, everybody,
yeah.
and they'd be like, yeah, the shittiest
yeah.
movie anybody's
yeah.
ever seen.
Exactly,
like,
exactly. So
yeah.
it's him trying to, kind of coming to terms with it, but also, like, kind of looking at his life as if it's like, what would have happened if I was never in this movie? So, you know, there are parts of it where it's like, I don't think you can really fault some of the acting in it because the script is so horrible.
Totally.
Like, I think when you say, like, you know, you want to see them, you want to recast this movie to see how they can make it great.
Yeah.
Like, that would be amazing because you can see, A, like, how, if you had good actors with this horrible script to see if it could even work.
Yeah.
But, like, but just the kind of...
Well, and I guess the actors, too, yeah, like you were saying, the actors wanted to ad-lib a little bit to, like, make the dialogue more natural, and they were immediately, that was... The answer was no.
Right.
It is written the way it is written.
Exactly.
And we wrote it in perfect English.
Yeah, yeah.
The way we understand English.
And so, I mean, I think, and so, if you're, you know, if you're a performer or everything, like, that's a little bit of a nightmare to have to deal with that, you know, to make this movie work with someone you can't really communicate with, too.
Well, and then the question is, who is this movie made for? Is it made for Americans? Because maybe it's a scary movie that was made for Italians, but in English, so that Italians could listen to a movie in English, in perfect
mm-hmm.
English, you know? And in that, like, if that is the case,
yeah.
I mean, I don't
so
speak
weird.
Fluent German, but I would imagine that some of the movies we watched that were like American people trying to make a German movie for German students, mm-hmm. I would imagine watching those as a German person would be like, oh, this is a piece of hot garbage. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. So maybe that is the intended audience.
I don't know. I mean, you want to give the benefit of the doubt so you can get some good out of it. But yeah. I think, you know, with that, you know, their heart's in the right place, you know, but that's just, it's still funny. But, you know, the dad too is, you know, it's almost hard to blame any of these people for being bad actors because a lot of them weren't actors.
Yeah.
You know, the extras, they filmed this in Utah, and so a lot of the, I think in Morgansville and Porterstown or whatever, which couldn't sound more made up.
Yeah.
They tried. But, you know, the dad was, they heard that they were shooting a movie, they were needing extras, so he just went there to be an extra, and then, you know, he's cast as the dad, which is one of the larger speaking roles in this movie.
Yeah, well, that they all did, right? Like, all of the main characters, everybody showed up to just be extras, and then they were cast in all these lead roles, which is, like, fucked up and funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the, God, did you read about the store owner, somehow, like, the shop owner?
Mm-hmm.
How he was literally checking himself in and out of a mental institution mm-hmm. during the filming of mm-hmm. this movie?
Yep.
And then, and he's fine now, but looking back on it, he was like, I mean, when I rewatched that movie, I realized I don't remember a lot of that.
Yeah.
I was just, like, in a daze.
Well, this was, like, before, like, the shop scene, like he said, he like smoked a bunch of weed and then did that scene and had no idea what was going on,
which is perfect.
Which is it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Don't let them eat, Joshua. For the love of God, don't let them eat.
Aren't you hungry, Joshua?
Yes. Stop them, Joshua. You're the only one that can do it. If they eat, they'll come to the same end as Peter in the story.
But how can I stop them?
So now we're coming up to one of my favorite parts of the movie, which is a special effect that they didn't have the budget for.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
it's so great. It's so great.
So the kid realizes, he knows that they should not be eating this food. So he steps off to the side and he's like, no, they shouldn't be eating the food. He's panicking. He runs to the window. Grandpa appears and says, you need to stop them by any means necessary.
Uh-huh.
By any means necessary. And the kid kind of freezes and turns around really slowly where his family has frozen. And the grandpa says, you only have 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the sister has the corn with the frosting half in her mouth, and the mom is about to take a bite. Everybody's about to take a bite, but they're all frozen in time, but they're clearly shaking a little bit. So you can tell, like, this was not in the budget to have them freeze.
It's so good.
And so the kid is just looking at them, and he's walking around while they're all, quote-unquote, frozen, like an improv scene.
Yep.
And he's walking around them, and finally he gets up on the table, and he pees on all the food.
Yeah, pees on the food, but with saying, like, you know, like, unzipping his pants, like, I have to do this, I have to do this. And then cut to them, you know, throwing the food away, too. And he goes, this smells terrible.
But to that end, like, A, awesome, good on you, director. I would not have expected that. I did not expect that.
Yeah.
That was the only thing in this movie, I think, that I was like, I just really did not expect and was amazing and was great.
Right.
He peed on all the food.
Yeah.
To the cut, after he's about to unzip his pants and says, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And then they cut to him getting carried out and them all saying, oh, but we've been hungry for a couple days.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I thought that was it was a good cut. That was a good cut, guys.
Yeah.
It was actually a good cut in this movie.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, then, he gets brought up to his room and, you know, with, you know, arguably one of the top 10 lines of it is, you know, he's bringing him up in, like, the family before has, like, put their names on the door, and it's just, like, written on computer paper with, like, a marker. And it's like, you know, it's like, do you see these signs? Do you see what they mean?
Yeah.
Hospitality. And he slammed, the dad slams the kid on the bed. He's like, and you can't, you don't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it. And then he shares this whole thing. It's just like, you want to choose to like go on a hunger strike because you don't like the vacation I chose for us, which this vacation does suck, Dad. It's a month yeah. in the country. And that's the vacation for them. And then the dad just casually shares, like, I went hungry for a little, like, I'm going to pull in my belt a few notches so I don't feel the hunger pains. Because I grew up hungry and I know what it's like. So game on.
Also, in that scene, I also thought that was brilliant. Because I'm ready for Dad to pull off that belt and, like, hit his kid around a little bit. Mm-hmm. And what he says, the kid, he, like, starts to pull at his belt a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And the kid goes, Dad, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And Dad pulls on his belt and he goes, I'm tightening my belt a notch because I, so that I don't have hunger pains.
Yeah, yeah.
And your mom and Holly are also going to have to tighten their belt a notch so that they don't have hunger pains.
Yeah.
Which we also find out later that Holly's been fasting for 2 days.
2 days, just for no reason.
Just for no reason.
They're eating her. And then they're going to eat me. Oh my God!
Being a vegetarian can be bad for you because you'll get eaten by, like, being a vegetarian means that you are somehow prey to something bigger. So if, like, you have to eat meat in order to be on the top of the food chain, right?
And that's what, I mean, I couldn't even come up with an idea of, like, how they could make it better or more clear. It's just, like, being a vegetarian is good or being a vegetarian is bad, but just, like,
I think the
trolls are vegetarian, and then...
Right.
You know, one of the side effects of eating meat is getting hemorrhoids, according to the priest. Or bad-smelling intestines, which... Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, it's so weird. You know, I feel like, you know, I just feel like had it been a better put together movie, maybe just all the way around.
Just a rewrite.
Maybe this is first draft. Maybe this is draft one, and they just threw it up.
Who cares?
God, it's so bad.
Well, and you know, that we bring in first draft too. Like, Troll 2 is not a sequel to the movie Trolls.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of the greatest things about it is, like, when they distributed it, there was a movie that came out a few years ago called Trolls, and so they called this Troll 2.
Right.
But it has no connection with the first Trolls because they were so nervous. They're like, this movie is going to suck.
Okay. I am going to ask you to rate this movie in cakes with green frosting.
Okay.
How many cakes out of 10 cakes with green frosting? How many cakes with green frosting?
I give it 10. It's such a... I give it 10 cakes. 10 cakes and a corn cob with green frosting on it. And then some hot porn corn. I think this is a movie that you buy.
Like, yeah.
You know, you have it, put it on the shelf so you can
show everybody.
You can stream it on Amazon. You can't, it's not on Netflix anymore. I think they're trying to, they know it's a cult hit now, so I think they're trying to get some money out of this. You know, so you can rent it for $3 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Best $3 you'll ever spend.
That's great.
You know, 10 cakes. Easily 10 cakes.
10 cakes.
Yeah, 10 cakes for being, you know, for being the worst movie, and 10 cakes for being the best movie because it's so bad.
Also, from now on, I'm going to say that I'm going to run a 10 cakes this weekend.
Yeah. Run a 10 cake.
Really, I'm going to run a 5 cake this weekend.
Run a 5 cake.
I'm running a chocolate 5 cake.
Yeah.
The hot chocolate 5 cake.
Free t-shirt.
Oh, man. Hot chocolate 5 cake. So, I've got some trivia questions.
Okay.
My first trivia question is the one that I think you were about to say.
Okay.
Which is, what does the town of Nilbog, which is named Nilbog, N-I-L-B-O-G, spell backwards?
I think I'll answer it in the line reading from the movie.
Great.
Nilbog is goblin spelled backwards!
Oh! Goblin, everybody. Mm. Which, this movie is called Trolls 2. Mm. All right. My next question. What song, they're in the car, and mom says, Joshua, sing that song that I love. Sing that song that I love so much.
So, and this is when I thought, like, they were all going to, when he starts singing the song, I thought the movie was going to end because they were going to drive off a cliff.
What song do they sing?
Row, row, row your boat. And the whole family joins in.
The whole family joins in. And then immediately afterwards, the 80s music jumps back in with. All right, my last question is, in the very beginning of this movie, it opens on Joshua's room, and Grandpa Seth is reading him a story. Mm-hmm. Grandpa Seth is sitting in a rocking chair where just behind him is a large banner featuring a Major League Baseball player. Awesome. Do you know what Major League Baseball player is featured on that banner behind Grandpa Seth, who is prominently featured in the shot every time it goes by?
I don't know the player. I know the team, but I don't know the player.
Ooh, what's the team?
The team is the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
Yeah, but the player, I don't know.
Daryl Strawberry.
Now the whole movie makes sense.
And it just says, like, Daryl Strawberry. Oh, really man. Big on the
really, band. Kid's got eclectic baseball taste for the New York Yankee and the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I have trivia questions too.
Hit me.
Okay. What, according to the movie, what is one side effect of eating meat?
One side effect of eating meat. Uh-huh. Your intestines are smelly.
Very good. Very good. Very good. My favorite one was you get hemorrhoids.
Uh-huh. I love hemorrhoids. That's funny. I don't love hemorrhoids. I mean, I love that that was a side effect of eating meat.
Okay. Another question.
Great.
It's a two-parter.
Great.
When Josh was getting taken to his room by his dad in that angry scene, what do the signs mean on the doors?
Oh. I don't remember this one. What do they mean?
So it's a lie. So do you see these signs? Uh-huh. Do you know what they mean? Hospitality. Follow-up question. What don't you do to hospitality?
You do not piss on hospitality.
Exactly. Fantastic. Okay, final question too. Uh-huh. And we didn't talk about it, but in the general store scene with the man who is running the general store, escaped from, or signed himself out of the mental institution.
Yeah.
High as hell.
In real life.
When one of the dudes asks for a cup of coffee after he just ran a bunch of miles.
Yeah.
According to the general store owner, coffee is whose drink?
Oh, right. Is coffee the devil's drink?
It is! It is! Coffee's the devil's drink. Don't you know that?
Oh, God. This movie was so crazy.
Yeah.
And such a, like, good addition to this list, too. Uh-huh. Like, this is a good addition. You need at least one bad scary movie. I'm sure there are a couple of bad scary movies on this list.
Sons, yeah.
But, like, this is such a good B movie, like, D movie.
Gateway drug.
Yeah. This is a great one to that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a fan of, like, scary movies, too, more than I am.
If you like to tear apart movies, if you like to just laugh through a terrible movie.
And that's the brilliance of it. That's what's so great about it. It's just like, even though it's so horrible, you can't stop watching it.
Yeah, it is and a train wreck.
I mean it. Like, I could watch it right now.
Yeah. It is so great. Thanks so much, Pete, for taking time and coming and doing this.
Yeah, that's great.
Yay. Pete, do you have anything coming up? It's like the end of October. Anywhere we can find you?
You can find me at I.O. on Fridays or Saturdays with my team called Beans. Mm-hmm. I'm actually putting together a show on November 18th to benefit the Life After Innocence project.
Cool.
So it'll be kind of a variety show, storytelling, comedy acts, music, benefiting Life After Innocence, which assists people who have been wrongfully convicted and imprisoned in jail. It helps people get back on their feet and help them with their legal fees.
Pretty excited
about that. It's at Stage 773, November 18th.
That'll be in the show notes, too, so look for that. Cool. Right. Very cool. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.